The sound of music is my topic this morning, and this is Monk Alan from the Absolute Monastery. The sound of music. When we hear this title, we sure all think of this beautiful film, this beautiful movie, The Sound of Music. And I don't know how many times I have watched it, and every time I just feel so uplifted. This young girl who was living in a monastery and went up to the hills to feel, to hear the music, the sound of music of the hills. The hills are alive. Well, this is what each of us can do. Let the music, the inner music, flow. The other day, I watched myself, and while I was watching myself, I realized that I was sitting at the table and beating the tone, how you say, the beating the rhythm, beating the rhythm, and it just came spontaneously. And while I was doing this, I just saw my father in front of me. Because we as children, we have laughed so many times when my father was sitting at the table and all the family was around him. He just was doing this with his left hand, just beating the rhythm. And there was no music. And at that time, we actually had a smile about it. But the other day, I really had an illumination about it. I said, this man must have listened to an inner music which I have never understood. Because all the time, there is a music harmonizing and playing in me when I give this attention. So the inner music has been always fascinating to the world, to people. Since aeons of times, mankind like to play an instrument. And all kinds of instruments, just even the primitive people had an instrument. And if it was the drum or if it was a primitive flute, you say flute?
Flute.
But whatever it was, people had that desire to express themselves, to express that inner music outwardly. And even today, it has been proven that when we have classical music be played in the background, it has a certain effect on us. It has an effect so that even schools use it for teaching better. For instance, teaching mathematics or languages, it has a great influence when there is music in the background. When music has a wonderful effect, always had a wonderful effect in my life, and I always were very selective in choosing my music. And I loved music as a child. I loved the music of waltz or tango, and I liked to dance already. As a very young child, I was dancing on this kind of music until I became a teenager and really became interested in classical music. And one of my great events of falling in love with classical music was when I attended a concert in the Royal Albert Hall in London, and I had the opportunity to listen to the Ninth of Beethoven, and it was just such an illuminating experience to sit among this huge crowd of people and hear this choir of hundreds of women and men singing in my own mother language these so powerful words, which reflect the symphony, the ninth symphony, the Ode of God. And I remember I went home with the metro and I took the text from the ninth and I learned it by heart because it touched my soul, it touched my heart. And I left the concert after the ninth, seventh symphony because afterwards they were playing, and I couldn't believe it, they were playing Stravinsky. And it didn't fit with me because I was still in this sound of music, in this harmony, in these powerful tones, which touched me so much that I rather went home and lived in this, in these vibrations. Music expresses wonderful vibrations, and it's really smart to choose the right music, soothing music, peaceful music which allows me to remember who I am and to go within myself and find and hear and listen finally to my own inner music. The sound of music, well, wherever I go, if I look in on these hills here and the rocks express the music, the sun is coming over the hills and the rays are caressing this property, and there is music in everything, and I just could dance through this world and through my meditation path when I walk in the morning and sing like in the film The Sound of Music. I like me. The hills are alive with the sound of music. Well, you have a wonderful day and enjoy your inner music. And so it is.